I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this episode of The Heat Check, let's talk about some centers, y'all. A position that is just being almost exterminated. We talk about how the haters are wrong about DeAndre Ayton. Stop talking about my man Ayton. Stop talking about him. AD, we got to talk about AD as well. He's a problem. Like, not in a good way. Sorry, Anthony, I know you know this. And how Shaq thinks Rudy Gobert is overrated, but really this is just about American versus Euro centers. Lots to talk about in terms of the center game. So, Anthony, let's move on. Let's drop that motherfucking beat that should beat Rihanna. Okay, today I'm fired up about centers. Centers getting unfairly maligned. Even the centers that I don't particularly like getting unfairly discriminated and hated on against. Welcome to our centers episode of the Heat Check. Let's start by taking out a look at a center who is just, for no reason, being killed by social media this year. People just hop on. I know that he's a Portland Trailblazer. I know that nobody's watching our games. But, like, I'm talking about DeAndre Ayton, y'all. People are trying to act like he is scum on some sort of swamp land. It's like, oh, no, DeAndre Ayton is worse. I could pull up so many anti-Ayton tweets right now. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it right off the top of my head. Because, in general, people want to say bad things about him. Really, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. People are saying he's a bust. Imagine finding out Ayton sucks, and it's not because of the city that he plays in. It's because he's bad at basketball. They could have ended with Dame staying a Blazer forever, but that guy, Blazer fans praised yesterday, wiped 11 years away for DeAndre Ayton. It's one after the other after the other. Nobody has gotten more slandered, more libeled this season than DeAndre Ayton. Number one overall pick out of Arizona. And the shit has got to stop. It's got to stop. Really, And I'm not like over here caping for Ayton because he's a Blazer and that's my hometown team. I'm not caping for Ayton because he was the first player really that I ended up covering when I first got into media and was getting paid in media. He was like 15 years old playing in Adidas Nations. No, what I'm doing is I'm pushing back on the narrative surrounding him. And I am here to say it is pure bullshit. I am calling bullshit on the anti-Ayton slant. Find a new slant. Because the fact of the matter is, not only is Ayton not suck, not only is Ayton not ass, Ayton is actually quite good. Ayton is bawling the fuck out right now, and you're not seeing it. You're not opening your eyes to it because it's Portland, and they're boo-boo. And they're boo-boo. And he's had some injury issues. Let's break it down for the Ayton haters, okay? Ayton, if you recall, was one of the centerpieces of the Damian Lillard deal, allowing Portland to get out from underneath a toxic contract of Yusuf Nurkic, albatross of a deal. Move Dame to the Celtics. Oh, yeah, that trade also brought Tumani Kamara to the Blazers, too many buckets. So we ended up getting two starters for an overpriced, underperforming center in Nurkic. And it was a win-win. Nurkic is playing fine basketball in Phoenix. Great dude. Only works in a small number of offenses, and that was just not going to be Portland with this young team. And he wanted to move on, too. He was aligned at the hip, attached at the hip with Dame. As soon as Ayton got to Portland, the haters got louder. The haters got meaner. His first 20 games didn't really give much of a defense either. He was 13-11-2 with two stocks and just 31 minutes per game. Not bad, but like, that's not what you want from a number one overall pick. Like, that's not what you want for someone who got max money, right? And that's the issue. The issue is people were dumb. And the issue is that the Phoenix Suns were so scarred by all the dog shit Euros that they had chosen over the last decade that they could not see what was right in front of their face, which was Luka. And like, let's just go over Luka's accolades for a second, because he won the EuroLeague title, the EuroLeague MVP, the EuroLeague Final Four MVP, and the Spanish ACB title and MVP before being drafted at 19. And people were like, ah, but what about DeAndre Ayton, right? Like, what about that Caribbean kid that plays at Arizona? Because Phoenix continued to take these Euros that didn't work out. They saw those accolades, and they're like, but I heard he likes to party, you know? So do not compare Ayton and what he's done as a player based on somebody not choosing Luka. Since Ayton was picked over Luka, Trey, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, everybody just wants to say that Ayton sucks. Unlike any of those teams, though, Ayton has played some pretty important games. Went to the NBA Finals. All those other guys have not. Just saying. Valley Oop. Could I refresh your memory with the Valley Oop? One of the most clutch plays I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Anyway, chirping gets loud, right? Ayton suffers a few injuries. He misses some games. Then he missed a dozen games about halfway through the season. And then remember, oh, the haters got so loud when DeAndre Ayton got a DNP for ice. Remember that one? DeAndre Ayton couldn't leave his house and couldn't go to the game because of a weather event. And everyone was like, oh, he's lazy. Oh, he can't get out of his house. This is the ice. He's got this much money. Like, that was where we were at on DeAndre Ayton. And people started being like, oh, this trade sucks. The Blazers should have traded Dame to Miami for Nikola Jovic, who, by the way, is doing nothing right now. So I've got some words for those people. I've got some words for DeAndre Ayton haters. And the words are, too, and they're very loud, and they're all in caps, and it's fuck you. Okay? That's what it is. Once DeAndre Ayton got healthy, he's been happy. Once he got healthy, he has shown us exactly who he is. I think fringe top 10 center. Past 10 games, DeAndre Ayton averaging 21-13-2 with two stocks in 33 minutes on average. Those are not good numbers. Those are not solid numbers. Those are great numbers. Those are very, very good numbers. On a very bad and an injured team, Ayton's net rating has been a minus 1.6 for a team that is negative 11.7 during that same stretch. Also, I would like to say that there was quite a lot of anti-Ayton reputational slander as well. Ayton is lazy. He's got a bad attitude. I think it was Casey Holdall who came out and wrote a venomous piece on DeAndre Ayton. On whose behalf? Who the fuck knows? But that didn't help. One of the things I love about him, though, is he's actually a very pure guy. And people want to paint him as this, like, sullen asshole. And he's not. When asked about the perception of him nationally, he said, I just be trying to bust my ass. That's about it. Whether I look like the bad guy or not, I'm trying to be great. I'm trying to be a winner in this league. I'm trying to be known as that guy. If you're around me, you're going to learn how to win. Woo! Ayton with a little Chris Paul in him, huh? Some of that Chris Paul is rubbed off on Ayton. These Blazers are young. These Blazers are athletic. And Ayton will serve as the most mature veteran in the locker room outside of, I don't know, Malcolm Brogdon. As they mature into being one of the newest, the Pacific Northwest version of the Pacific Northwest Division, known as the Oklahoma City Thunder. That was the artist formerly known as the Seattle Supersonics. And of course, he hears the haters, Ayton. He told NBA.com this. I listen. I hear it. I love it. I thank these haters for it because it's making me approach the game in the right way and carry the PDX on my back all the way. So I thank them. I'm wearing the cape all the way. Let them know, Ayton. Let them know. Let's not act like Ayton's some sort of like Nikola Vucevic out there either, like some sort of stiff, can only do one thing, like offensive-minded. DeAndre Ayton is averaging 20-11-2 in 13 games against Jokic. By the way, Sabonis averages 16-10-6 in 17 games against Nikola for comparison. And he's only 25 years old. He should be hitting his prime. He hits elbow jumpers. He can go face up. I've said this before. I'll say it again. His upside is a leaner, healthier Joel Embiid. That's what his upside is. I'm not saying he's going to be that. He's only 25 years old. He's just ready to hit his prime. Enough games like the other night where he had 33-19. I bet you he has the most 19 rebound games of the season. I think he has five of them. And a plus 16 and a four-point win over Atlanta. Ooh! Tell Clint Capella to go on home. Tell him it's time. Even the worst haters are going to have to shut the fuck up.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's move on to another center that's also maligned, but might be fairly maligned. Anthony Davis. Anthony AD. One of my first big videos I ever did was a very simple question. It's a question I'm a little afraid to ask again. People called me all kinds of names back then when TikTok was a different place. I said, is Anthony Davis soft? And the answer continues to swirl upon my brain. It was 2021, first time I said it aloud on a microphone. Haven't come to an answer yet. I think, folks, we may be getting to our answer. I don't want to say it. He's a perennial all-defensive team candidate, one of the players that's consistently mentioned in the MVP race before every season. Almost every season, though, we hype him up. Even me. I look at my little fucking note sheet that I have with my friends, and you know what I did? I put Anthony Davis as my MVP and Defensive Player of the Year vote. And he's nowhere close to either one. And normally it's derailed by injuries, and this year, that is just not where we're at, folks. And that, to me, is where we're hitting the rubber on the road. Anthony Davis has already played more games this season since he has than he has in 2017, 2018, and the Lakers have 15 games left. So, it's not injuries. Why are we talking about AD? The whole bones of glass, skin of paper. It's not a thing anymore. But this is the following stat and why we need to have a talk. Anthony Davis is 0-10 against Domantas Sabonis. The other night was the 10th. 1-7 against Joel Embiid. And 0-7 against Nikola Jokic. So let's do a little math school. He's 2-24 against the top centers in this league. And when I say 2-24, I don't mean they outplayed him. I mean his team is 2-24 when those other centers are the centers that are eating him alive and spitting out his bones of glass. In other words, since the 2021-2022 season, AD is 1-24 against elite centers and is getting bodied, just getting absolutely murked. He's played Jokic three times, given up 28, 12, and 9 with two stocks a game. He's played one game against Embiid this year, given up 30, 11, and 1 with four stocks. He's played Domas four times this year. The rebound numbers for Domas are really ugly. He's given up 19, 18, and 9. And Domas is not a guy that's that big either. He's not a chunk-a-lunk. AD, baby, what you doing? These are not all defensive numbers, folks. But more troubling, really, is the mentality. So they ask him, AD, you're 0-9. This is before the game. You're 0-9 against Sabonis. And he says, I don't really care about that. I'm all about the team. It's not a one-on-one thing. Doesn't bother me. Excuse me, Mr. Davis, do you know what the, can we repeat the question? I'm not sure you heard us correctly, because your team is losing games when you're on the floor versus those other guys? And your answer is, I'm not about individual matchups? Here's what friend of show Jovan Buha had to say about how badly Sabonis beat that ass the other night. He says, it's going to be rough. Once again, Sabonis' success against Davis was a key difference in the outcome. Sabonis improved to 10-0 against Davis in their head-to-head matchups, a revealing record that underscores Davis' struggles against bruising centers who can push him around in the paint, yet also drag him away from the basket with the combination of shooting and passing. Sabonis posted his second triple-double, 17 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists against the Lakers, in the past week, and his lead leading 23rd of the season, which many of his stats accumulated directly on Davis's, this is my part, dome piece. This, folks, is not just a problem, but the problem. It makes it hard when you see these stats to not say, is Anthony Davis like a 1B, 1C player? I know what he can be. We all know what AD, his potential is. AD could score 30, 15, 7, 4 blocks, 5 blocks, 2 steals. But the problem is that he doesn't, right? The problem is that somehow, some way, you look up and Anthony Davis, you're looking at his stat sheet and you're saying 22, 10, and 3? I'm sorry, what? That's not fucking good enough against the Kings. Against the Bucks, 22, 13, and 5? No, sir. Can't have that. We need you putting up 40, which you did, by the way, against Checks Notes, the Washington Lizards. I'm sorry, dog. You can't average 25, 12, and 4. When you fade like a newspaper in the sun facing physical centers. LeBron, excuse me, Mr. James, I think you've got a co-star problem. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you're a genie bus, you need to take a hard look in the mirror and decide. LeBron's at the twilight of his career. We don't have shooters. Can we count on Anthony Davis if he is the linchpin of how far we can go in the playoffs? If that is the case, it's going to be another long, cold, rough offseason in Los Angeles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tough. That was a tough one, honestly. tough to say all those things, but the truth had to be said. Let's move on. So we now turn to a couple of centers who always find the limelight. And I think they hate each other. I really do. Shaquille O'Neal and Rudy Gobert. It centers on the most tired of all basketball subjects next to LeBron versus MJ. It's kind of another version of, there's no more defense in this league. It's so soft now. Listen, first up, let me preface it by saying, I love me some Shaq, folks. Great dude. Tons of self-awareness. Knows he's lazy, right? But he is coming perilously close to being old man yelling at clouds. He said this about Rudy Gobert the other day on his big podcast to his guest Mario Chalmers, former Miami Heat player, who's out there just going crazy for Bam Adebayo for Defensive Player of the Year. Shaq agreed. They've been fighting for Bam to get Defensive Player of the Year for like 10 years now. Anyway, Shaq agreed and said, I never thought Rudy was a great defensive player either. What it is, there's not a lot of great centers that are making him play defense. He's not doing it against Joker because he has to be engaged. But when he's going against another guy, he's 7'6". By the way, that's not true. Let me correct the record. I think he's just 7 feet, just flat. If you lay it up, he's going to block it. Defense to me is guard that motherfucker. Shut him down. You want to impress me? Hold Jokic under 15 points. Now you playing. All that weak side blocking shots, that's cool, but it ain't going to work against guys like me and Joker and Embiid. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee, Shaq. You didn't have to do all that. You didn't have to say all that. I don't necessarily agree with Shaq because you guys know how I feel about Rudy. Rudy. As much as I can't stand his ass, the people that play against him and with him kind of think he's the best defensive center in the league right now. Like, that's kind of the way that it is. He's been awesome this year. The Wolves are the number one defensive team in the NBA, and they were not before he got there when you had Kitty Cat out there playing five, getting in foul trouble. And that's probably not the time to get this takeoff, really. Could have been maybe last year. That was maybe the best time. In defense of Rudy, the subject of centers not playing defense was on the mind of some of Gobert's fellow Euros. Nikola Vucevic said this in response to Nokchil Gil saying Euros were soft and that they were to blame for the lack of defense in the NBA. By the way, we didn't even talk about that. What the fuck is Gilbert Arenas even saying, honestly? I think he's not him. I think it's Weekend at Bernie's where Nokchil Gil just says whatever. Anyway, he says this, I have nothing to say about that, but I think it's very hard to play defense in the NBA. This is Nikola Vucevic. Part of it is the change of rules where a lot of it was favoring offensive players. With the three-point line now and everybody's just shooting so many threes and you have at least three or four guys that can just shoot threes and get hot at any time. Center Dario Saric decided to elaborate as well about the real difference between hoops in the U.S. versus Europe. The gap between the U.S. and Europe is closing because you learn to play 5-on-5 in Europe. Here in the U.S., they actually learn to play 1-on-1 basketball. That's kind of the difference between NBA and Europe. They are probably a lot more skilled in 1-on-1. I think this is applying to defense as much as it does to offense. Shaq, incredible 1-on-1 defender. But the way he, like, poo-poos the weak side block, like, I'm sorry, that's how rotations work, okay? That's okay. We can have that. That's an American thing. Oh, me versus you, mono, e-mono. Everyone clear out. Let me block that shit. Dude, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go one-on-one with Jokic when they're putting you in a switch, okay? The system is designed to limit what he does well. That doesn't always work. Not because he sucks at defense, Rudy, but rather because Jokic, one, is unstoppable and cannot be contained by any person or any team on earth. He breaks every system like a stick in a machine. All of a sudden, things just start going haywire. Besides, there's a reason, though, like that Jokic is like, oh yeah, this, the Wolves are the toughest team in the NBA to play. You think it's because of Karl-Anthony Towns? You think that's the person he's talking about? No. He's talking about Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns platooning him like it's a fucking gangbang, okay? And they're just going weak side, back side, all the sides. And there's a reason Denver's defensive scheme is led by a Euro, and they're the defending champs. There's a reason that all the good centers in the NBA are non-American. Jokic, Embiid, Porzingis, Şengün, Giannis, if you can call him a center, Rudy, Domas, Wemby, Vucevic, Valanciunas. The best American center is Bam Adebayo and my man DeAndre Ayton. And he's even Caribbean. Born in Newark, New Jersey, Bam Adebayo to Nigerian parents. So we're starting to get real fuzzy on American, right? Like Ayton, Bam, playing for non-American teams? Could. Bam Adebayo had the invite to play for Team Nigeria. I know he was on Team USA. Jared Allen, Mitchell Robinson, Chet Holmgren. Not like the most convincing list of American centers, if you're honest. The game has changed since Shaq dominated the paint. Even Wemby, the latest center out of Europe to take the league by storm. He knows. Even he knows Rudy's good. Even he knows Rudy has defensive prowess. But with the proviso, when he asked whether he thought Rudy should be Defensive Player of the Year, he said this. I know that Rudy Gobert has a very good chance of winning it this year, and it would be deserved. Let him win it now, because after that, oh, au revoir, Rudy. It is no longer his turn. Victor's like, yo, let this old head get his last one, because after that, I'm getting 10 in a row, okay? I'm going to average 8 blocks a game and 5 steals. Nice to see Wemby allow someone to have the crown before he decides to go out and take it for the rest of his career. Since we're talking centers, here's my top 10 current centers in the NBA. Jokic, number 1. Joel Embiid, number 2. Domas, 3. Wemby, 4. Bam Adebayo, 5. Bam fans will not like that. Bam fans will not. The Bam fans, they will not like that. I didn't put him above. I didn't put Porzingis above you, Bam, and I thought about it real hard. Rudy, Şengün. I put you above Rudy, okay, Bam? Rudy, Şengün, Chet, and Jarrett Allen. I think in terms of the future of the American center, I think it's Chet. I think he takes over. And I can see a day where he and Wemby are the two best centers in the league. Finally, this final center news serves as Trista's dope-ass super stat of the week, a.k.a. the stat of the week that only comes every 3 weeks. Daniel Gafford, the center for the Mavericks, had his streak of 33 straight made baskets snapped in the first quarter against OKC. That's crazy. That is an absurd stat. I had to read that again to fully process what it meant. Let's say it again so that we all know. Daniel Gafford had a streak of 33 straight made baskets, and that was snapped the other night against OKC in the first quarter. There's only one other person that's ever made more. Let me let you guess. Let's pause for a second. Let's just put the Spotify or the Apple on pause and just do, do, do. It was Wilt, right? Like, it's Wilt. Wilt fucking Chamberlain, who's also a center, 35 straight made baskets in 1967. What an alien. You can't convince me otherwise. Wemby's going to be the new Wilt. God damn, Daniel. You leave the Lossington Lizards, and then you go on. Oh, that was a damn Daniel. Like YouTube. Damn, Daniel. You leave the Lossington Lizards, and then you go a week without missing a shot? You probably went weeks without making a shot in Wizardland. Anyway, was it that bad there? Blink twice if you're still traumatized. Yes, I'm sure it was. That's why your new nickname is Man Who Cannot Miss Gafford. That is all the time that we have for this all-center episode of the Heat Check. Come back Monday for an all-new episode. Maybe we do some guards. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly. Like a mid-season, mid-major conference tournament going down as a one seed. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check. That was convoluted. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check as we head down the stretch. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell your friends. All of them. Even your neighbor who texts you out of the blue, who sends you a picture of a dog that someone found lost in your neighborhood that looks nothing remotely like your dog and says, hey, is this your dog? Hey, thinking of you. Is this Emma? No, that's a poodle. I'm sorry. Anyway, check out the new Centers Only episode of the Heat Check, Katie. Love ya. It's dope. Don't forget to follow us at This Heat Check and at Tristan Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. and you do. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.